One last thought regarding Rabbi Akiva before we turn the page. Rabbi Akiva, the Tosis discussed, said Ein Kiddushin Taisim B'chayve Ladin V'Havlad Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva held that if somebody is Bayal L'chayve Ladin and they have a child, the child is a Mamzer. So I had a little bit of a problem with this, because one of the examples of Rabbi Akiva, which we'll have later on Daf Tezayin, is Rabbi Akiva holds Eved Va'akum Haba Bas Yisrael Havlan Mamzer. That if somebody intermarries Eved or Akum, it's Boyal or Bas Yisrael, the child is a Mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. And we don't pass in Rabbi Akiva, Baruch Hashem. And somebody born to a Goyish father and a Jewish mother is a Jew, he's not a Mamzer. But Rabbi Akiva holds that since it's Yisurei Lavin, so Eved Va'akum Haba Bas Yisrael Havla Mamzer. The problem I had with it is the following. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Sisra. B'nei Banav Shel Sisra Lamdu Taira. It's a Gemara in Chelek, and it's a Gemara in Gittin by the Agadah to Gemara by the Churban. That Rabbi Akiva, it says the Abba Barish Sisra Lamdu Tyrus, it says in the Maram Shif in Gittin, and in the back of the Gemara in Sanhedrin as well, that Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Sisra, and he was born from the Bia of Sisra and Yael. In the Haftarah of Parshas Bishalach by Shiras Devaira, we learned that by the Mechama between Barak and Dvaira against Sisra, Sisra ran away. He ran into the tent of Yoel Eishes Chever Akeni, and she ultimately killed him. But before she killed him, to get him to succumb, she was Nibal Aloy, and then he fell asleep, and then she killed him. So it says that Rabbi Akiva's great-great-grandparent, he's a descendant of the person that was born from Sisra and Yoel. The problem would seem to be that according to Rabbi Akiva's own Shita, Rabbi Akiva is a Mamzer. According to Rabbi Akiva's Shita, Akum Abba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. And if he was a descendant of Sisra and Yael, that child was a Mamzer, and that child was a great, 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 great grandfather of Rabbi Akiva. So you think he came from a Mamzer? Huh? The funny thing that Rabbi Akiva laid his own Shita would have a Mamzerus problem. So yes, he has an eight, so he can marry a Shifcha and be free him and do the whole eight. What? Yoel, so the question is, if Yoel herself was the Israelis, it says Eishes Chever Akeni. Keni were the descendants of Yisrael. It sounds May Oyel Menashim Tevairach is what Tevairach talks about. Yoel Pashtus, she was a Bas Yisrael. It counts her as one of the seven Nevi'is, the Israelis. It
says,
she was definitely an Eishes Ish to Chever. So then it's for sure Mamzer anyway. If she was Mamish and Eishes Ish, it's for sure Mamzer. So what do you say? Huh? She was a regular Eishes Ish, you're right. So why am I asking only if Havlad Mamzer? Yeah. So starting with Rabbi Akiva. I don't know, so what I was thinking when we learned it is that we have a halacha that roiv bila sachar habal. We have a right to assume when Yael became pregnant that she's pregnant from her husband. All right, so we have a kabbalah that really she was pregnant from Sisra. But halacha is allowed to paskin that roiv bila sachar habal, and halachically he's a descendant of Chever Akeni. I was thinking. So someone asked me.
Different.
What?
Wife feels that her problem only if you don't know. If you know that the husband is in jail someplace and she becomes pregnant,
if you know, you know. So here also, how do we know? Because the Gemara.
7B is involved.
Right.
7
Lashonos. To know he became pregnant. So we know from Messiah. We have Messiah that the sister and Yael, sister was the great grandfather. So Torah Lapa Shemaim, we can make someone a mamzer because of that. Halacha paskins that Rabbi Yisachar Abal. We have a Messiah that it wasn't that way. But maybe halacha is not that way. What? Why? But Kiva wasn't the ger.
It's not
Nashal ger. Which ger? So that
the
Yoel.
No,
once he had a Jewish, it had to be before Yoel that it was a ger, not after Yoel. If Yoel was a Jewish woman, her descendant couldn't have been a ger. Right? So it had to be Jews all the way down. So it has to be that Yoel was a ger, a geris, or her father was a ger. Would have to be. So this is what I had said once in a shir. So one of the guys asked me a good kasha. He said that it says in Rabbi Chanan that we say Torah la b'shamayim he on halachis, on had a paskin, but on a mitzias we don't say Torah la b'shamayim he. On a fact, we don't say Torah la b'shamayim he because I think the Gemara says that they were able to paskin whose evet someone was based on where the mon fell. It says the mon, if you and I fought over an evet, I say it's my evet, you say it's your evet. So we'll see, the mon fell for each family a certain amount. So the mon fell by my door for this evet, then I know that this evet is mine. So they asked the Torah la b'shamayim. So Rav Chanan says that on a metzias, Torah could be b'shamayim. In fact, if it's a shalom halacha, the Torah can't pass. Then Torah lab b'shamayim, you don't pass it for shemayim. But on a physical fact, you do pass it. If so, the kasha comes back. It's a shtaka kasha that if Torah lab b'shamayim, if for this we could pass it based on Messiah, so Rabbi Kiva Wonka, I don't know the kasha. If she was a fallacious ish, it's a cheshver. And even if she, for some reason, wasn't an Eshesish, it was Akuma Babas Yisrael that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Late Rabbi Kiva. So, I don't know, the Kasha we found is a Sefer Pesach Einayim from the Chidah on Sanhedrin, Daftar Tvav, he has the Kasha. It's a Teretz. What? He brings someone says that he wasn't Jewish, and then he says it's not Masha wasn't Jewish. Masha was Eshes Chaver Keni. She was Jewish. That's what he says. I think that's all he says. We have here Pesach Einayim. It's a small piece there. It's a nice kashin. You can remember it till Pashas Peshalach. It's a kashin. Okay, let's get on to something a little more complicated. Eshesachim Shaloi Haya Bailamai. You can't get into the Masifta Derekia unless you learn through this Rashi at least once in Olam Hazeh. It's like a prerequisite. You have to learn through it, I don't say many times, but at least once. And if you do it in less than an hour, it's cheating. You know, even with the Oscar, it should take you at least an hour to figure out this Rashi. And you have to go through it once. It's doable. Let's see what the Gemara says. V'harei eshe shalachim Reb Shimon Rabban, it comes in innocently enough. We said our Mishnah has no machlaiksin. In fact, the Gemara, our Mishnah counts Eis Yisachim Shalai Haya Bai Lamai, and that's the machlaiksin of Shimon Rabban, the Ketani. And for the Gemara, B'daylid Ulu B'Saif Yibayim Le'Palag Reb Shimon, they only argue by Yibayim Ulu B'Saif Nailad, but not by Nailad Ulu B'Saif Yibayim. Ay, Homer Rabbi Ashi Chalakai Reb Shimon Afri Shaina, Hayitaisim Reb Ashi. So what are we saying? That there are two cases of Eishes Achim Shalai Haya Bailamai. One case where he was Miyabeim and then the third brother was born. There were three brothers. Right? The brother who died, the brother was Miyabeim, and the baby. Right? Three brothers. So the first brother married a woman. And it's Sarah. And then he died. When he died, his brother was Miyabe. The second brother was Miyabe. The third brother was born subsequently. That's called Yibe Ulubasaif Nailad. So saying, if you Miyabim, and then the baby is born, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon argue. If the baby is born after Reuven died, before Shimon was Miyabim, there's no machlaikis. That's a regular case. When this baby was born, his oldest brother was dead, and it was a case of Yibum to the baby. He couldn't be Miyabim. He's Eishes Achashalei Bailamai. Once he's Asa, he stays Asa forever. That's if he's born before the Yibum. There's no machlaikis. If you're Miyabim first, and then the baby is Nailed, so now the baby is born into a world where he has no mitzvah of Yibum. He's born into a world where Shimon already was Miyabim the wife. In such a case, that's the situation where they argue. Rav Shimon holds that in such a case there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and the Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan asks, Rav Shimon is not. So here we have to try to understand the machlaikis, and Rashi on the top, second Rashi on the Amid, tries to explain it a little bit, what exactly they're arguing in. In the last wide line, the fourth line on the page, Chi Palag Reb Shimon B'Yibim Shimon Es Eishes Reuven V'Hakach Da'ilat Levi U'Mei Shimon D'Hasim Shari Le Reb Shimon Liyabume D'Loi Nafla L'Fanav Mikayach Reuven Achiv Shemes Kevar D'Loi Nesra Alav Klum K'Shinafla L'Fanav Mikayach Shimon Shari V'Elamei Nafla. So Rashi here is giving us an explanation which needs a little bit of explanation by itself, what's going on here. In order to understand this, I'd like to step back for a minute, not talk about Eishes Achiv Shelo Bailamai, talk about a regular, normal case of Yibum, and from there, I think we'll be able to come back to Rashi. Okay? So, we're not talking now, I'm going to start discussing now a new case for the next 10-15 minutes. Don't get confused. I'm trying to talk about a simple case. No Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bailamai. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, all born, all alive, they all know each other, they play ball together, and they eat together, and they fight together. We're talking now about fully living brothers that are alive together. A normal, ordinary case, okay? Step away from the complicated case and go to a simple case. You have three brothers, okay? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven gets married. Reuven has no children, he dies. What happens? Simple. Regular case of Yibum. Shimon and Levi both have a mitzvah of Yibum, and one brother does it. Let's say Shimon. Okay, so Reuven died, Shimon is Miyabim. Then Shimon died without children. What happens if Shimon dies without children? So Levi's Miyabim. That's a very easy case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven died, Shimon's Miyabim. Shimon died, Levi's Miyabim. I'd like to understand, when Levi is Miyabim, this woman was married to Reuven, his brother, was married to Shimon, his second brother, and then she died, and then they both died. Levi's now going to be Miyabim this woman. Whose house, Lahakim La'achiv Shem? Which ach is he being hakim shame for? Which brother is he being make him shame for? What's he doing now exactly? Right, Reuven died without children. Shimon's miyabim. They also didn't have children. Shimon died. When Levi's miyabim, whose house is he being make him? Lahakim lach of shame, whom? Shimon. Right? He's being make him shame for Shimon. Reuven already had. He didn't have children from the second brother. But Reuven's Yibum was done when Shimon was Ba'al, the Yerushayna, and finished, and then the mitzvah was done. Levi is being Miyabim. If he wants to think, L'shem my brother, which brother? L'shem Shimon. Why is Levi allowed to be Miyabim Shimon? Isn't this Reuven's wife, Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, isn't this this woman is the brother of Shimon, the brother of Reuven. And Levi has two brothers, this woman married both. The fact that she's the brother of Shimon, so that is b'makom mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be miyavim, Shimon's wife. I understand. What are you going to do with the iser that she's the erva, she's Reuven's wife? What are you going to do with that? Where did that go?
It wasn't shahachas the iser,
right? So there's no machlaikis. So why is it mutter here? What's the explanation? I agree it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why isn't it Reuven's wife, Shaloi b'makom mitzvah? There's no mitzvah to miyavim for Reuven. It was never Nesra. But why isn't it Nesra now? Why isn't there an Issa now out to Reuven's wife? No, if Reuven would have had children and he would have died, this woman would be asked to him forever, Alteisha Sachiv. So Reuven didn't have children. The only difference is if you miyabim. But Levi's not being miyabim. Shimon was already miyabim for Reuven. What? So it takes which Isser off? Shimon's Yibum takes off the Issa for Levi, as you say. Shimon's Yibum takes off for Shimon, that's for sure. If Shimon gives her a get, he can remarry her. We're saying now that Shimon's Yibum is Mafkia Lagami, the whole din of Eishes Achiv. The whole din of Eishes Ach is removed. Is that what you understand? That Shimon's Yibum removes the whole din of Eishes Ach. There is no din of Eishes Ach. And this woman will never be Asa to Levi Al Teishas Reuven. That means even if Shimon, let's say Shimon has children from her. If later Levi were to be Mizana with her, this would be Al Shimon's wife, not Al Reuven's wife. Because once one person is Miyabein, it goes off Lagamri. Could we say such a chiddush? Now, L'chaira, first of all, L'chaira we could. L'chaira we could. Let's see if it stems with the little bit we know about Yevamis. When Shimon is Miyabein Reuven's wife, the Surim totally come off. Now, L'chaira, a raya to that, is that when Shimon, if Shimon would be Chaylitz Reuven's wife, that's a Gemara later. The Gemara later on Yeramid Beis says that if one brother is Chaylitz, that at least Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein hu bein ha'achim, einam chayavin, lo yala chalutza karas, lo yala tzara karas. The chalitza takes off the Issa Reishasach. So there is such a marker, although it's a machlekes there, Rishlok Rabbi Yochanan. What about the Yibum? There's a chance to say by Yibum that the Yibum takes off Lagamri, the Issa Reishasach. That would be one way to understand. When Shimon's Miyabim, the Issa Reishasach goes off totally. But it's not so poshut.
Dafkwit is no Isser.
What?
Dafkwit is no Isser in the beginning.
Meaning? Dafka.
Dafkwit was no Isser, then the second.
But there was no Isser on Levi.
It's over the Zika and it continues on to Levi.
Dafkwit is no Isser. So what happens if you're going to learn that way? It's a harder way to learn. Okay? Then it would make sense. It would fix everything. When Shim is Miyabim, this say Shesach of Ruvain disappears. And since it disappears, therefore there's no Issei Shesach to any brother. If you're going to say that, what are you going to say be'Issei Shesach of Shaloi ha'yabai lamai? Shimon is Miyabim Reuven. And right now there are no other brothers that were Asa. Shimon is Miyabim. Later, a new baby brother is born. We're saying this baby brother is Issei Shesach of Shaloi ha'yabai lamai. Now, if you ask me, it's a new Isser. Eso Shalai by Mama is a brand new Isser. And Taka, there's no Issei Shesach. However, Rashi on Beis Amid Beis, by Eish Shesach and Shalai Haya by Lama, Rashi said, I met this a lot of Issei Shesach, Shalai Banu. Rashi said that there is an Isser of Eishes Ruvain on a subsequent brother. So what do you say to that? Is that already a davar mistaver? Till now it was very mistaver. It takes away from the brothers that are alive, not the brothers that are not alive. I would say a kolshkei.
But that was nachum shachat this in that case.
Well, that's the Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan argue by nachum shachat b'iser by no little b'seif yivei. Why? Because Rashi wants to have a case. It's true like both of them. Okay. So what's going to be like the chachamim by yibam little b'seif noilad? Be a new iser. You see what you're doing here. It could be. So one type of one type. But what, then why does Rashi dress a couple of Eishes up? Why don't you just say there's a new iser of Eishes Olei by Mamre?
The Gemara and the Testament base seems to be saying that Rav Shimon is the pashtus.
Fine.
So we're asking how to down Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the pashtus. He's the one that seems to be making sense.
So Rav Shimon holds of the cheshbon that was saying, and the Chacham are going to hold that's a new iser. That's what he's saying.
New iser, but he argued only because there's a concept. That's what puts him in this story.
I understand. The question is, we're trying to say svaris. We don't have a riot to it. We're just trying to understand why it should be a certain way. Now, the Milan saying a svaris if it's a glatta svar. So we'll say when Shimon gets married, Eshesach flies away. Okay, if you're going to say such a svara, good, makes sense. But then, if you're saying it's mistava that way, what prevents Rashi and Beis Amid Beis? You're right. Rashi has a svara which like Shimon could say, but why say it? If Eishesach is a new Isser, like the Chachamim, why tell me that Rav Shimon says Eishesach Shalei Balam? Why should Rashi come with this new Isser? But does the Rabbanon, do the Rabbanon hold of that? That this Eishesach remains? They hold that even Yibam Lul B'Seif Noilad is also Isser.
We want to say the case of that the baby was born then Yibam, whatever. It will be different Isser. Point of Balam will be a new Isser.
So, according to Rav Shimon, I don't have a problem. This could be Atei Shesach. According to the Chachamim, is it mistaber that one type has one and one type the other?
You can't call them both
a new Isser. We call them both a new Isser. So why does Rashi in the Mishnah explain to Gemara Rav Shimon that we don't pass alike and like the Chachamim who we do? It's a little strange. It's not, but we're coming to try to have a glatta svara. What? Would the Chachamim agree? I mean, in the case of Nailor B'Seif Yibam, the Chachamim could agree. But why would they agree if they haven't have a different Sfarah anyway in the other case? So why say Yisra'e Shesach? For what reason?
The only way to get the case, the reason is that
yeah, but you can have to say that Rashi's reason is like the Chachamim too. Say Rashi explained the reason, which is only.
Not just like Gemara, it's like the Chachamim as well.
In which way?
Because that's Gemara. The Gemara is there is a cause. The Gemara is there is a cause. Because that the Yibam, the first husband, still applies to the second one. So even though he's born afterward, he still have the Isser Eshesach because of the Yibam. That is what the Xeris Kazav is.
So Xeris Kazav is that the Isser Eshesach remains like the Rabbanon. So this Isser Eshesach remains like the Rabbanon. So why only based on Shalai by Lamai? If the first marriage is mafkia in Isser Eishesach, just like chalitza is mafkia in Isser Eishesach.
That's why it's
Xeris Kasa. Without a reason.
That's what he's arguing. The Gemara says Rav Shimon is the pashtus of Rakhendel Svar. The Rabbanon don't make sense. Maybe when Xeris Kasa.
I understand, but Rashi's telling us that the original Eishesach remains.
That's Xeris Kasa. The Yibamad, I mean,
so what does that mean? That means that what? That the first Eishesach that Gedin still remains? That's the Itachi in the pasuk. So it's only in one case like Rabbanan, not in both cases. It's in both cases. Like Rabbanan, even L'Seif Nei, L'Seif Yibam. It'll always be that way.
So I was born in between.
You
don't need to come
there. Okay. Let's say you're right. So let me try another question. All right. Again, the Nakuda is to understand the simple case. Reuven died, Shimon died, Levi's Miyabim. What's with the Achus? Of Reuven, so we're saying that it could be when Shimon marries, the Isser Eishesach of Reuven disappears. So that's very good on the woman that Shimon marries. What about the tzara of the Eishesach of Shalai HaBe'Elamah? Go back to the case. Reuven dies, and he leaves two wives, Tzaras to each other. Levi, Shimon is Miyavim, one, was saying now that this Eshesah falls off. The Isser Eshesah falls off. I'm going to ask you, what about the Tzara? You'll tell me on the Tzara, the Isser Eshesah stays. Let's see what you're going to say. On the Tzara, the Isser Eshesah stays. Mustam is correct. Okay. I started to ask, I didn't think through well. I was going to ask from the Tzara, but you'll say that it only goes off on her and not on the Tzara.
Is that correct? All right.
Tzara, so Zika falls off. What is the din of the Tzara? Ruvi Shimon Levi. Shimon is Miyabeim, one Eshesach. The Tzara becomes Mutter. That Tzara now also loses the din Eshesach. Tzara is Aser. It bothered me because by Chalitza it says, Bein hu bein ha'achem, bein ha'chayav, v'layel ha'chalutza karis, v'layel ha'tzara karis. The Gemara says that when it falls off by Chalitza, the Tzara becomes Mutter. That's not true by Yibum. So it's not the same. If you do Chalitza, then she's Mutter to all the brothers, except there's this Alav of Chalitza, but Chalitza say, but the Issa Erva falls off to all the brothers and the Tzara too. You're going to have to say by Yibum, it's different. By Yibum, the Tzara remains with an Issa. I can't have no kasha on it. It's not consistent, but it's a... Lamaisa, this is certainly one way to possibly learn. So what are we learning now? That when Shimon is Miyabein, this Eshesach falls off totally. So when Levi is Miyabein, Shimon's wife, forget about Reuven. He's not doing it L'Shem Reuven. Reuven is finished. And he's doing it L'Shem Shimon. The Chazon Ish, when he talks about this in Simen Kuf Lamed Ois Tes, is not happy with it, and he asks that the Gemara says later, Rish Lakish says later, that when one brother is chaylitz, shlichusa da'achin ka'ovid, it's like a shliach for all the brothers. When one brother does chalitza, he represents all of them. It's like they all did chalitza. He says that when one brother is miyabein, it's not like all the brothers were miyabim. Rish Lakish says that about chalitza, vice to Yibum, it's not that way. When one brother is miyabim, it's not like all the brothers were miyabim. So the Chazon Ish says it's not mistaver. If the Gemara says, well, one is chalitza, like he's shlucha sadekulo kavid, he's doing it for all of them. So the Isra Shasak comes off by chalitza. What are you going to say by Yibum? It's marsha by Yibum, you don't say shlucha sadekulo kavid. In which case, the Issei Shashash should remain for the others. This is what the Chazon Ish asks as a kasha. I don't say it's a kasha that's mukhrach, because I see that Reb Shimon, the Siman Dalet, writes that just like the Gemara says, Shluchsa Dekula by Yibum, by Chalitza, it's true by Yibum also. So I know at least Reb Shimon names are not like the Chazon Ish. But Chazon Ish names on such an approach that the one who's Miyabim is the Miyabim and not the other brothers. The other brothers, nothing should change. Nothing should change.
But
the third brother, yeah. Chazon Ish is the only one I found that talks about it directly. See, he talks about this Shaila, I'm asking you, some others talk about it. The only one who I see talks about it directly is the Chazon Ish. And he rejects this mahalach as best as I could see based on this kasha, that it's not a shlichus for all of them. In addition, this mahalach, we have so far this one mahalach, should depend on a machlekes in the Gemara later, a machlekes Rishayim later. There's a case later of Hutra Venesra, the Chazra, the Hutra. Okay, the case of Hutra v'nesra v'chazar v'hutra is a case where a woman falls to Yibam to her brother, and the brother, Shalai Kedin, marries the sister of the woman who fell to him. The woman fell to him. She's Hutra. He's Laibim Yabimah. Not only Hutra, it's a mitzvah. So it's Hutra. Then this brother went, instead of being Miyabim, he married her sister, Vinesra. That's called Nesra. Nesra means what? Now, he's not allowed to be Miyabim her. Because if he's going to be Miyabim her, then he's marrying two sisters. So it's Nesra. B'chazra v'hutra. Had to come back and become mutter. What happened? His wife died. Halacha is, you're allowed to marry, a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister if the wife died. So the wife died. V'chazra v'hutra. Is there a chi of Yibam in such a case? By Hutra v'nesra v'chazra v'hutra? Is there a chi of to be miyabim? So we say that there's no chi of to be miyabim. It's chasarin in the recher d'achinayim to make the woman wait for Yibam. Right? This woman falls to Yibam. Now he goes and marries her sister, so how long is she going to wait? She has to wait forever. So there's no mitzvah of Yibam, b'shas it's Nesra. Now it becomes Hutra again. The Gemara says later, Muteres. The Rajba teaches that this Rajba is on Daf Mem Aleph, that Hutra, the Nesra of a Hutra, you're allowed to marry this woman. It's a reshus to marry the woman.
She didn't marry yet.
She didn't marry. She says she can't. If she's still available, he's allowed, it's a reshus to be miyabim. What does that mean, that it's a reshus to be miyabim? It's either a mitzvah or an aveira. We don't know middle ground. Eish Yisach is either an aveira to be miyabim or a mitzvah to be miyabim. So it seems from this Rashba that the din of Eish Yisach falls off in the case of Yibam. That even just from falling to Yibam, the Eish Yisach Dike Isser is gone forever. Eish Yisach goes off forever. So then later, if you want, it's reshus to be miyabim. And the Rashba therefore stems well with this Mahalach that we're saying now, just even a bigger Chiddush, that the Eishes Ach falls off entirely. You just fall to Yibam, not Yimiyam. You fall to Yibam, Eishes Ach falls off. Falls off forever. So like the Rashba, I think it's a very glatta Mahalach that we're saying that when somebody falls to Yibam, there's no Isser Eishes Ach. We're talking, there's no complicating factor. It's a regular case of Yibam. So more than what we said, you are saying that Yibam takes off the Issei Shesach. So the Chazon Ish has a kasha. Rish Lakish only says, by Chalitza, you're doing the Shlichus of all the brothers, not by Yibam. Now we'll say better. We'll say that the falling to Yibam takes off the Issei Shesach.
We'll say
Rashi,
what?
We'll
say Rashi, what
was
she tells him? That's
the time of study. He says something like that in the Chazon Ish. Yeah, I didn't understand it. He slept in this Rashba. I'm sorry, in the Rav Shimon. I didn't understand how he's selling to that Rashba.
He's really moved to be Yibam. Only came also because of the Tam Stadi. And the Tam Stadi doesn't get rid of the mitzvah.
But that one still would stem with the Rashba, because the Rashba says there's no mitzvah and there's no Aveira. We'll stem with the other Rishon, I'll tell you in a minute. But in the Rashba, we have this Mahalach that was saying now, which is Mistaver. In what? Tzara, there's no case of Hutra for that. You mean in every case? In every case, the Tzara Shluza did Eish Yisach. Tzara Shluza did Eish Yisach. Just by the feel alone. Could it be that when you actually miyabim, it's like Hovrul Mafreya? With the Zikas to that one? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not tying up all the loose ends, but it's a glatta mahalach. This mahalach to say the way we're saying that Reuven died, Shimon's miyabim. Shimon dies, Levi's miyabim. Reuven's out of the picture. Why is he out of the picture? The eshesach of Reuven disappeared. That's a mahalach. I think it's a straight mahalach. If it's Rav Shimon means or not, I had a hard time figuring out. But when I sit in the Beis Medrash late at night trying to understand it, it seems to me to be a very straight mahalach, especially that by chalitza it's that way. We're going to have a Yoram Adbeis that by chalitza we know it's that way. If one brother is mechalitz, nobody's also Tesh Yisach because the whole Issa comes off. So we'll say same thing by Yibam, it would be a very glatta mahalach. It's not the Chazon Ish's mahalach, but it would seem to be a straight mahalach to deal with. Yeah. What? The Gemara is the like the Rashba's tied to the Gemara. It's a rishus. It's not a chiyuv and it's not an aveira. You're allowed to. That means she's like any woman in the world. It's like any woman in the world. To say that, we all agree you have to say that Yishasach fell off, and then maybe you have to have this mahalach. Like the Rashba, it's sort of a glatta thing. Now I have to tell you, the Rambam disagrees with the Rashba. The Rambam holds Hutra, Venesra, Vachazer, Vahutra, if she's available, there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, Oivis Yabemus Aicheletzes. She doesn't have to wait, she could go get married. But if she waited, Aicheletzes, Oivis Yabemus. Which may or may not argue with the Rashba's side. They say, Shah, does fall off, doesn't fall off. It's no raya one way or the other. Like the Rashba, it's very glad. You can have a mitzias of a woman who's mutter to you without a mitzvah. That has to be Eshesach falls off. Like the Rambam, it's a chiddush in Dinei Yibum, that the Dinei Yibum could be sort of resurrected, could come alive again. So we have no raya one way or the other if there is such a thing as Eshesach afterwards. If she married in between, so I think the Rambam holds if you marry in between, then it's nothing. That the mitzvah can't come back. It's an Eshesach. No. Quit Rav is no more mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no aveira. How can it be no mitzvah, no aveira? The Raj was the strongest proof that the Eish Yisach somehow disappears when you fall to Yibam. Yeah. The Chazon Ish has, I told you, he's the only one I see that talks about it, but he has what seems to me to be a Mechudish Dikah Mahalach. I shouldn't tell you, I should just tell you what he says, but... The Raj, listen to Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that in a regular case, I'm not talking about our case, Reuven dies, Shimon's miyabim. Shimon dies, Levi's miyabim. The Chazon Ish says Levi takes over Shimon's marriage, which took over Reuven's marriage. In other words, what was Yibum? Yibum is a continuation of the Shaychus to Reuven, Hashem Achiv. When Levi takes over for Shimon, he's really taking over for Reuven. Because Shimon's whole marriage was taking over for Reuven. So when Levi is Miyabim, he is Miyabim for Reuven also. Because he's taking over Shimon's position. Shimon is a Hemshech of Reuven. And Levi now is Mamshech the Yibum to Reuven's wife. There is a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah b'kayach Reuven, mitzvah b'kayach Shimon. A mitzvah to be mamshuch Shimon. But since Shimon, he only takes over Shimon's marriage. Since Shimon's marriage was a hemshuch of Reuven, Levi is really being miyabim al shem Reuven. Because he's replacing Shimon as the miyabim.
Shimon did his job. Shimon would have divorced her the day after the
right. If Shimon would have divorced her, it would be done. Shimon died without divorcing her. What is the lashon of the Chumash? The lashon of the Chumash is that he should come lahakim al shem achiv. He should take over his brother's position. If you understand that his brother's position was taking over Reuven's, then it's a hemshah. This idea follows the Asva Dairaisa. I think the Chazon Ish refers to it. I mentioned to you last week that the Asva Dairaisa has an idea by a normal Yibum Na'ibah was a hemshech of the dead brother's marriage. The brother got married. The miyabim is mamshech, the marriage of the dead brother. That's how the Asman Daraisa learned. He declared it as a chakira. Is it or isn't it? If you learn that Yibum is a hemshech, Shimon is mamshech Ruvain's marriage. So now what's Levi supposed to do? He's supposed to be mamshech Shimon's marriage. Levi is mamshech Shimon, who is mamshech Ruvain. So it's all a hemshech of Ruvain. It's all a hemshech of the marriage of Ruvain. Zakta Chazainish. What is a second Yibum, a second stage Yibum? A second stage Yibum, I should be Osirat, Ruvain's brother. Teretz is he being miyabim for Ruvain too? When the third brother is miyabim for the first two, it's a hemshech of both. A hemshech of both brothers. Memela, what was the kash? It's Eishes Ruvain. It is Eishes Ruvain. But I'm doing Yibum for Ruvain too. Levi is doing Yibum for Shimon, and doing Levi Yibum for Ruvain. Doing Yibum for everybody. You follow the Chazanish is learning. What? I'm saying that when Levi is miyabim for Shimon, he's taking over for Ruvain. I'm not talking the case of Hutra and Esau Chazan Hutra. I'm talking a regular case. I was using the Rashba to explain the first Mahalach, which is not the Chazanish's Mahalach. I use the Rashi to explain that. So I'm saying that the first Mahalach I think makes sense. I don't know clearly who says it. Maybe Rav Shimon is saying, maybe he's not. I don't follow. Rav Shimon Grada also refers to the Asma Daraisa. It is P. He has some Yadalim and some Yotes. Yadalim says to look at Yotes. He also schleps the Asma Daraisa into this Cheshvin. I just had a hard time following. The Asfad Lais was told by a regular Ruvain who dies, Shimon takes over. So he questioned, well, his shaila was if it's a hemshech of the first marriage. It's two nafkaminis had to do with Yavam Lashuk. In a regular case of Yibum. Both. Hainuach. Hainuach, when Ruvain dies, is Shimon a hemshech of Ruvain's marriage? We couldn't come up with nafkaminis except at Yavam Lashuk if she's an erva. That was nafkamina. She and Erev is a continuation of Ruvain's marriage. But the Mesoris is the pasuk that says Hashem Achiv that he stands up Hashem Achiv Ameis. So again, the Chazainish says the Schiddish. Chazainish says now really Levi would have a problem with Eishes Achiv Ruvain, except that he's being miyabim for Ruvain too. Yibum is a yibum of Shimon, who's a yibum for Ruvain. So that is taka yibum for both. Even if the Bia Rishayna is the mitzvah, it's over. When Shimon did Bia Rishayna, was over. It can't be that it's for Ruvain. The marriage, just like if Shimon stays married, he has no mitzvah to stay married, give a divorce. But that marriage is a hemshech of Ruvain's marriage. Once it's mamshech, it's mamshech. There's no mitzvah to do Bia Shnia. So it can't be that Levi's Bia is a Bia for Reuven. But
Shimon has some children, and then even Reuven's wife, and then the wife died. It wouldn't be evil, right?
Absolutely not.
But then it's not.
Because it can't be, if Shimon has no mitzvah Bia Shniya, it can't be that Levi has a mitzvah to do a Bia. It's true. But the chasnus of Levi is a hemshuch of Shimon's marriage. And Shimon's marriage had no din eshesach because of Ruvain. So he's being mamshach, a marriage which has no din eshesach because of Ruvain. Shimon, if we say the eshesach doesn't fall off to all the brothers, but to Shimon it fell off. That is nimshach in Levi. When Levi goes, he's miyabim. The Birushain is mustam taka, the heter of Birushain is al Shimon. But why isn't there a din eshesach? There's no din iser eshesach because Shimon himself in his marriage had no din eshesach, and Levi's only taking over for Shimon. He's taking over for the whole hemshech. What?
The question is, how can he take over?
The question is,
how is he allowed to be married? I'm not questioning.
Because in this marriage, there's no iser. The question is, Rabbi Yossi says eshesach. Teretz says this is a marriage that has no Issur Esh Yisav. If you learn that when Shimon is miyabed, it's because it's mamshuch. That's why there's no Issur Esh Yisav. So ladies be mamshuch the same marriage. It's a continuation of that marriage which has no Issur Esh Yisav in it.
No.
That's very good. On her, the Issur Esh Yisav could well stay. But he's not allowed to. His sister to the Tzara is not al Tzara Sarva. Since the Tzara is the Tzara herself is Eshes. You mean the Tzara of Shimon? The Tzara of Reuven.
The Tzara of Reuven.
But the Tzara of Reuven is herself an Eshesach.
Once Shimon died, that is
we're saying now this doesn't fall away. Just that if you marry, there's an Issur Esh Yisav to all of Reuven's wives. Just if you mamshach the Yibum marriage, then it's no problem. The Yibum marriage has no problem with Reuven.
Being Reuven.
No. We're saying it's not matter Esh Yisav. Really, Esh Yisav stays us. Just if you mamshach that Reuven's marriage, which passed through Shimon, so there's no Esh Yisav to be mamshach the marriage. That's how Yibum voice works. If it's a hemshach of Reuven's marriage, just continue to Shimon. It was only nimshach to that woman. Yeah, the tzara had no hemshach. This is the way the Chazon Ish looks at it: that it's a hemshach of Reuven's marriage through Shimon into Levi. It's one big hemshach of a marriage, and that's why there's no Issur Esh Yisav on Reuven. This isn't the Chazon Ish. It's not a long, it's not a complicated Chazon. I mean, it's complicated to figure out all the pratim. Chazon Ish is clear. He says this Hesber seems to be very, very clearly. And with this, he answers a number of kashas. It would explain by Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya by Lamai. In the same case, where Levi is an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya by Lamai of Reuven, where he was a Loi Hoya by Lamai of Reuven, that Reuven's Isser Esh Yisav remains to him, it would be explained. Because we're saying now, not like we said a minute ago, the Esh Yisav falls off. The Esh Yisav falls off, it should fall off everybody. The Esh Yisav remains an Isser Esh Yisav. This is an Isser. When you're mamshach that marriage, if you're being mamshach Reuven's marriage, there's no Isser. It's Esh Yisav, but there's no Isser. If it's Esh Yisav by Lamai, him being Mamshach Reuven's marriage doesn't help him, because he never had a mitzvah to be Mamshach Reuven's marriage. So for him, this Esh Yisav comes back from Reuven, like Rashi said on Beis Amid Beis. If you go to Chazon Ish's Hesber, then it's understandable that the brother that was born later has no heter to Reuven of Esh Yisav, because that heter of Esh Yisav, Legabe Reuven, was never Nimshach in Yivam. From Reuven to Levi. In the normal case, Levi has a mitzvah to be Mamshach Shimon, to be Mamshach Reuven. In the case where Reuven was not his brother, because he was born later, there's no Hamshach of Reuven's marriage that's a mitzvah to Levi. So Memele, the Issur Esh Yisav remains. This is the Chazon Ish's approach. Again, I think we have both approaches. As being valid, although I don't have a Beferish of Aramakim for the other one. On Yoram and Beis, hopefully we're going to come back to it. We talk about Chalutza, how it works. We'll try to come back to it.
When does the Hamshacha end?
What?
When do you say that the continuity, that it ends? Let's say Shimon has a child from another wife.
Right, so then there's no Hamshacha. Then he's there.
Why wouldn't there be an Hamshacha from Reuven? When does it end? What makes it stop?
Okay. It has to be a mitzvah yibum.
Why does it have to? Over here, there's no mitzvah yibum.
Shimon's married. Is Shimon's marriage have a hamshacha? If Shimon's marriage has a hamshacha, so we teach he's taking over Shimon who took over Reuven. Of course, it's all Shimon. Levi's only coming because of Shimon, but Shimon himself came because of Reuven. Levi only has a heter to step into the picture because of Shimon. But once he steps in, he takes over Shimon's position. That's the Lashon Chazon Ish. He takes over the spot that Shimon was in. So Shimon was in that place where he was following Reuven.
So if Shimon, after Shimon has a child, so he could stay married to Reuven's wife. Why can't Levi continue that? What stops? What's all the?
Because he's also about Eish HaShimon. Eish HaShimon is still an Isser. If Eish HaShimon had children, there's Isser about Eish HaShimon. That there's no question.
The first mahalach
that was by Yibeim Ula B'Saif Nailad. So that's what I was asking. That's what I was asking before. They said, no, there can't be a Tasha Aishasach. So what there had to be answered is it goes out to a different gather, which already makes it not so smooth. According to this way, it's much smoother. Okay, the Gemara asks, "Haber of Yudah Barabbah, the Torah of Chia Bekulan, and the Kara Behem Asura Lazem Uteris Lazem, Asura Lazem Uteris Lazem, the Chaisa Shis Vabemis Kalatsa Sebis Yabemis, where Yudah Vitagel Chavais Yavela, of Shita Bavi the Rashi Lai, my Taima, Kivin the Bita Bites, and Mishkachas Lab the Sua, like Mishkachas Lab the Sua Kabai Bites, and like Kabai. The Cheshman of this Gemara, Nashayach, to go through in class. Manafshach, if you don't learn it yet, I can't possibly say enough words. You can't listen to someone explain this Gemara. Either you figure it out or you don't figure it out. It's like listening to someone counting. Someone's counting his money, you listen to him count. So you can hear him count, but if it's accurate or not, you're trusting him when he does his counting. To make this cheshbin, you can't really listen to someone doing it. You have to do it yourself. Even if you have charts, I assume Oscar has some sort of chart here. The chart is very good if you write it. If you read it, it can help you. You can only way to understand the shaklevatari of this particular case, the dalar achim shnosu shtei achayis, is to sit down and go through the cheshbon yourself. I'm not going to go through the cheshbon. I expect that you'll finish the yamid. The gemara actually continues on to the next yamid, and we're going to go through it as quickly as we can. I think if you look in all the shiurim, the Rosh Hashivas, the Likud Svarim, they all go through this very quickly. The next major topic is the tap taisis la'olam, which is going on the later, lower down in the Gemara, Taisis La'olam, which is the Rajma, the first Rajma, the Masechta we once spoke about, is this, goes together with this Taisis. So you have a lot of preparation to be Tzushef for tomorrow. Go through the Gemara and try to move to the Gemara.